Welcome back, superstars. Hey, it's me, Aaron. Pond Scum is my business, and business is good. And you're listening to the Super Pod Saga.
Pond Scum in Iowa. Is there tons of pond scum in Iowa?
Dude, there's many, many ponds in Iowa.
Is it swampy there?
No, not swampy, but like mostly just like small bodies of water here and there.
Very small bodies.
I've never been to Iowa.
I mean, you're not missing much. It's probably Iowa's like the most bare bones fucking state there is. Like, you've probably already experienced it up there in Canada, wherever you guys are.
Where the fuck is it? Okay, South Minnesota. Okay, yeah. So is it like really prairie like?
Oh, very prairie like. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yep. Prairie. We got those here.
Yeah, it looks like Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan. I think we talked about this before, that like Saskatchewan or Iowa is like your Saskatchewan or something, or like
probably.
It kind of looks like it,
I don't know.
That's what it is. It's a fields. Just a bunch of fields. Flat land.
Corn.
Kern. Hell yeah. Hey, yeah. The Super Pond Saga. For any first time listeners, this is the show where I invite some guests on and we discuss a different video game topic each week. And after we're done discussing that topic, we'll converge and astral project our spirits into the next plane of existence. And then we'll play Candyland over and over and over.
Oh my gosh.
Until I finally win because Nate cheats at Candyland. I'll see your ass in court Candyland court.
I never even played Candyland. I don't think
it's pretty boring. To be honest, man, it's a classic, but it's boring.
It's classic, like Bubble old, Bopper, right?
Just like old ass games. Like that's got to be from like the 50s and shit.
It was like, I think it's really just, you roll a die or you spin a thing and it determines like how many spaces you can move. And that's pretty much it. It's like the game of life, but much less interesting.
Dude, 1948 that game is from, bro.
What? I heard Candy Crush. What are we talking about?
Oh, Candyland.
Candyland.
The board game.
Oh, we had that. Or our aunt had that.
Probably everyone had this. It's from 1948.
Yeah.
They had that Licorice Man, and they made Licorice look like this like BDS or BDSM like Lord Man guy. That was pretty cool. Lord Licorice, that's his name.
Lord Licorice.
Lord Licorice.
I like that. That'd be a sweet gamer tag, actually.
Lord Licorice. I do love me some licorice. Where's the fucking? There's the link address. Here's a photo for you fellas. Joining me today, I've got. I've got Nate, and I've got Jono with the Elder Troll. Is it the Elder Trolls Gaming or is it Gaming Podcast?
We do the gaming for YouTube and gaming.
That's a
podcast.
Good question. Our channel is called Elder Trolls Gaming, but we have a podcast, so that's the Elder Trolls Gaming Podcast. So,
okay,
the brand, I guess
you could just say Elder Trolls Gaming. I think.
I think that's
Elder Trolls Gaming.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Check us out, YouTube.
Yeah, go ahead and for any first time listeners, explain what your guys' show is, where they can find you guys on social media, and all that great stuff.
Nate, do it.
I'll do it this time.
Usually we have video, so it's like,
I don't
point.
Know.
we don't have video right now.
Well, we are a YouTube channel as well as a podcast. Three brothers. We get together. We talk about gaming, tech, movies, TV. Other like geeky nerdy stuff too, a lot of pop culture references and a lot of quotes and memes and stuff like that we like to throw out. It's a fun time. We shoot the shit and then we usually talk or have like a main topic at the end of the episode that has to do with gaming, and we'll talk about like what we're playing and stuff like that. And sometimes we have a little bit of story time, so it's a good laugh, good hangout, so come check us out.
Right on. I like that. Yeah.
I concur, Doctor.
Yes.
Do you concur?
I concur.
I should have concurred.
Did not concur, therefore. today we decided to talk about video game accessories or I mean, I guess peripherals count as an accessory. We'll go with accessories. Yeah, the good, the bad, and the ugly, because there's really cool
tons
ones.
Tons of ugly.
Yeah.
I got some really cool ones. I got a really cool one for you.
I've got some pretty fucking butt ugly ones, so I'm ready for this. Before we get to our picks, we'll get to the segment of the show where basically I ask my Discord a question, basically all about the topic, and let them have a little bit of the limelight. Nice. So I asked them, what are some of the coolest, worst, or downright weird video game accessories or console accessories of all time? The Cthusiast Jeff, he says, is the Virtual Boy an accessory?
I think that was a console.
Yeah, I said no, it was its own console. Yeah.
It was its own thing, right?
Yeah.
So it didn't hook up to the NES in any way.
No, it was its own thing. You just set it on a table and then you look into
it. Have you tried it, Aaron?
No, I've seen many people try it. I've never wanted
to
try it.
I would love to see what the fuck they were thinking back then.
Man, that was cool. It was virtual, dude.
It was red.
Red and like green lines inside. Like,
oh. Yeah, it looked like Red Tron.
Yeah, okay. Oh, man. If I get my hands on one of those, that'd be crazy.
Red Tron, dude.
Red Tron.
Oh, fuck. Sick Jake, he says, Sega Channel was wild. Cheap monthly rental to be able to play a rotating couple dozen games each month was way ahead of its time.
Yes.
Oh, yes. The earliest game subscription. One of the earliest.
Yeah. Yeah, Sega Channel.
It was so crazy how they had that working, like over your like cable line and shit. Yeah. It was fucking weird.
And you had to like subscribe to the actual channel through your cable provider.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
fucking insanely ahead of its time. That's so weird, dude.
I wonder how long it took to download like the games. Well, I guess it wouldn't. Would it be downloading the games?
Or streaming them?
Like a
no, be downloading it.
Oh man,
it's a cable, right? A cable you can transmit data.
That is insanity.
And then Thrak, he gives some really really good ones. So first off, the RE4 chainsaw controller, that was a damn good one. I'm gonna save the next one for last because it's a good one. Game Boy Color sewing machine. I had no idea this
I think existed. I remember that. I think I do remember that.
Fucking why? And then the last one he says is the Rez vibrator.
Oh, that's what I had. That was mine.
The Game Boy Color sewing machine.
What yeah,
the
dude.
Fuck, man. Who thinks of this shit?
I remember that. I definitely remember that. But the Rez Trance. Oh my god.
Yeah. Apparently, so does Nomad. Nomad comes in and he also says nothing beats the Game Boy sewing machine.
Huh.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Really?
It was a double dip
on the Game Boy sewing machine.
Yeah, dude. People love that fucking sewing machine.
I gotta look this up now.
Judge Bread Rip, he says the unreleased Wii Vitality
Judge
Sensor.
Bread. I love that.
Judge Bread.
They showed it at E3. They obviously had plans for it, wanted. As for an actual released accessory, the Wii Speak, Nintendo solution for communicating in online games. A microphone you put next to your TV that heard all sounds in the room. Oh, Nintendo wanted parents to be able to hear what was being said to their kids in online games.
Oh my god.
Fuck off, Nintendo. Can't bully kids online now.
Ooh. This next one is wild. Nomad. Retro Wildlands, he says, or here's one I just learned existed. A GPS receiver for the PlayStation Portable.
Huh.
That's nuts.
What?
Right on.
I guess for a PSP, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. So you could just do some navigation while you're out walking around gaming?
I guess, yeah. You're playing like Jack and Daxter, and you're like, I need to know where the Marvin Gardens are or something. I don't know. I tried to think of like the first location in my mind. the Marvin Gardens. Internet Trey, he says, big fan of the Hey You Pikachu mic because it's basically useless in every other N64 game. Yeah.
Oh, Nintendo, yeah, they did that a lot, though, I feel. Like, they had like what other game could you use the Duck Hunt gun in? Could you use it in other games?
I don't think you could. I don't remember. Or maybe. Hang on. I think it was just the NES Zapper. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, the NES Zapper.
I don't know. Like, Duck Hunt is the only one I've ever seen, but maybe there are more.
There's a lot, actually.
Really?
Damn. Yeah, so there's The Adventures of Bayou Billy. Barker Bill's trick shooting.
Oh, I remember Bayou Davey. Billy.
You could use the gun in Bayou Billy just to shoot the people like in front of you.
I guess. Oh yeah, it says gun optional. Yeah, then Duck Hunt, Freedom Force, Gotcha, The Sport, Gumshoe, Hogan's Alley, and Laser Invasion. Oh, wait, God. and there's even more than that. There's quite a few, actually.
I've never even heard of any of those, except for Bayou Billy. Bayou Billy was sweet.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Bayou Billy.
Bayou Billy. Name's Bayou Billy.
The Cthusiast Jeff, he comes in with some more. He says, coolest accessory, either the Zapper or my HOTUS Thrustmaster steering wheel. Worst accessory, the Game Boy Booster Boy. I mean, why? Weirdest accessory, the N64 expansion pack. Yeah, the expansion pack was fucking weird, too.
It was weird. You needed it to play, like, certain games, right? It just expanded, like, the RAM or something.
Expanded the RAM. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Like, I think you needed it for Zelda.
Yeah, and you needed it for Donkey Kong 64. And I think...
Banjo-Kazooie, I think.
No. Like, you needed it also to play the co-op in Perfect Dark.
That was weird. That is fucking weird. Holy crap.
Oh, man. That's crazy, though. It's crazy.
But that Game Boy one? What is that? The Booster Boy? That one is so stupid.
It was so stupid. It's like a suitcase.
Wait, that was one of my picks.
Your Game Boy.
Yeah, it just makes you like, makes your Game Boy like gigantic.
I know. It's like something you'd see in like a 70s like B-grade sci-fi movie. Like some fucking gadget they'd have that's just like it's bulky so and like
it's so it actually looks dumb. Like the Ghostbusters thing where they
the proton pack?
They search for the ghosts with that thing.
They shoot the ghosts.
The handheld
thing?
Yeah.
That's fucking dumb.
So gross.
That's so gross. It's like probably the ugliest thing I've ever seen.
Oh man. Judge Bread comes back from the grave. He says, the gyroscope and Kirby Tilt and Tumble for the Game Boy. Motion controls and video games, baby. Yeah. Yeah, that was weird for GBA.
That was Tilt and Tumble.
Yeah, Kirby Tilt and Tumble.
I think I still have a GBA. Actually, I gave it to our nephews, but we still have access to it. I still have all the games for it.
For what?
For being my old Game Boy Advance. I have like Harvest Moon. I have like the Game Pokemon games.
Hell yeah.
The SP that I had, that red one.
Oh, damn.
I have the games, but I don't know where. I think I gave the thing away.
Oh, here we go. Two more. Exit. He says, I don't know how to pronounce this. ASCII. Is it just ASCII?
ASCII.
Okay, yeah. ASCII grip controller for PS1, which is a one-handed controller meant for playing adventure games and JRPGs. It actually works surprisingly well once you get used to it.
Why was it ASCII? What is that?
I'm going to Google it.
Grip controller.
What the hell?
I never thought to look that up.
ASCII is like a text standard.
What the fuck?
Why is it ASCII?
It's so stupid. It looks like a massage chair controller.
It does, dude.
That's just so weird.
Hand. That's weird. Why would you just use one hand?
I'm curious as to why it's ASCII. Like, what does it have to do with?
I think that's just the name ASCII? Of the brand.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. The brand. ASCII-ware.
Oh. That's
more
strange.
More like ASCII.
Because ASCII is like a...
It's like a text. It's like a coding format or coding standard. It's a standard.
Yeah.
Let's Google it. Yeah.
Standard V2. Hmm. Oh, there's a V2.
Look at this.
What
thing.
The fuck?
They made a V2 of this thing. It looks a bit different. It's a little bit more ergonomic.
Oh yeah. It's real slick.
Just a bit more ergonomic, yeah.
Real slick look.
Real slick.
Dude, look at that real thumb hot stick. Look.
Oh yeah, it's got the thumbstick instead of the D-pad. That's cool. All right. Yeah. Hey, good on you, V2.
Oh, I thought I saw that it was on sale for $300 on eBay. Oh my God, what? Geez.
Why would you want to pay $300 for that piece of shit?
Collectors, man. Collector piece.
Oh, I guess,
the hell
yeah.
Is this? Do you see this one? The PS1 Biohazard Dedicated Controller. ASCII for PlayStation 1.
Biohazard?
What the? It's got very long handles.
That's gross.
Yeah, that is. That's awful looking. It's like a pistol grip on the right.
Yeah, like what is the. Why
the right side is a pistol grip.
The other one's different. Can you twist the other one? Looks like you
the
can
fuck
twist
is this?
The other fucking handle.
That is the ugliest thing I've ever seen.
If someone brought that over to my house, kids, I'd be like, get out of my house.
We're not friends.
We're not friends.
I tossed that out of my fucking house.
Oh my God, this thing is so weird.
That is weird, dude.
It might be, maybe it's like a throttle on the left side.
Yeah, maybe like on a dirt bike.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
Right on. And last one, Box Treats. She says, Talk With Me Barbie 1997 programmable talkable Barbie for PC. A runner-up, holy shit, a runner-up would be Barbie fashion designer fabric paper that you printed your designs on to dress up your Barbie. What? Holy shit, what Barbie?
Wow. Yeah, hang Barbie on. Had a lot of stuff, man.
Programmable talkable Barbie for PC? Whoa.
Barbie.
1997? That's like...
That's
PCs were not good back then, so I can imagine.
That's fucking I can't wild.
Oh, but Barbie, not bait. Not fish bait.
So you can just you can program that lady to say anything?
Cool.
Talk with me, Barbie, baby.
AI. AI in the past.
The earliest form of AI.
Oh boy. Hey, that's it. That's all Discord that's comments. Now we'll get to our picks. Now the big boys. who wants to start us off? Which one of you guys wants to start us off?
Did we want to go with what we've had as kids? I'll go with one that that we couldn't get as a kid, or I should have got, or that I didn't know I needed. You know? So yeah. Jonathan probably remembers this. We went to Walmart one time, and I wanted to get Yoshi Safari for Super Nintendo. Huh. So we bought Yoshi Safari. We bring it home, but the game didn't friggin' work because we were missing the accessory that was needed to shoot all the, I don't know, safari animals. I guess you shoot animals at safari, but it was like a big bazooka called the Super Scope.
Oh yeah.
So we ended up returning the game because my parents didn't want to buy me the Super Scope. but the Super Scope, known as the Nintendo Scope in Europe and Australia, is a first-party light gun peripheral for the Super Nintendo Entertainment System. It was the successor to the NES Zapper.
Oh.
The Super Scope was released in North America first, or North America and PAL region in 1992, followed by a limited release in Japan in 93. Due to a lack of consumer demand, I guess no one wanted this fucking thing. The peripheral consisted of two devices: the light gun itself, and then the receiver end. I guess you would put it onto your TV or something.
Was it wireless? It wasn't wireless,
yeah.
was it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
No,
because it took six AA batteries, says right here.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Wow, six double A's.
Yeah, and it was
holy fucking god.
2 feet long.
Six double A's. Oh my god.
But man, what? I remember I was very sad. That was a very sad day.
Yeah. Very sad day. I was happy that day because I think I bought Zelda Link to the Past.
Yes, yep.
And I didn't need no stupid gun to play it.
Yeah, why was it Yoshi's Safari? Like, you don't shoot things on a safari. You just, like, see
yeah, you look
things.
At them.
Yeah, maybe, I don't know. Maybe it was just, like, to zoom in on the screen. I don't know what it was used for.
Well, you actually do.
Oh, no.
You do shoot them.
Yeah, you do shoot.
You shoot, like, little monsters. Yeah, like Goombas. Okay.
Why is it called a safari, though? Yeah. It looks like you're shooting, like, Koopas and stuff. You're at a Koopa safari. Yeah, that's super weird.
Oh yeah, kill a little crosshair on the screen.
Kill them.
Kill them all.
Wow.
Yeah, Bowser's even there.
Damn.
That's weird.
Wow, it's like I'm really there.
Look at the graphics.
Yeah, it's like I'm really there. Look at that.
Yo, that look at the freaking Japanese cover of the game. It's Mario just pointing at the camera, yeah. This giant bazooka riding a Yoshi.
That was my first one.
What about you, Jono?
Well, you had mentioned it. Someone mentioned it on the Discord there. So we can get into more details about it here. But the Res Trance Vibrator, it was designed to share the vibration load with the PS2 controller. So I guess you plug it in and it vibrates when your controller vibrates for some fucking reason. But it's just this little block that was just a vibrator. And you just put it somewhere and it vibrates. I have no idea what the purpose of it was other than for this. There was a blog post in 2002 on a website called Game Girl Advance, okay? Where the author wrote a rather detailed article, if you can imagine, about how she was enjoying the trance vibrator, let's say, while her boyfriend played the game. And the post got so much traffic that she had to shut down like the comments section. Needless to say, you can imagine how she enjoyed it. But like, what else would you use this for?
I don't know. I'm trying to find out.
Like, it basically looks like a mouse. It's like a little block with a cord on it. And it just vibrates. Here you go. So like, what is it?
To understand why anyone would want such a thing, you have to understand Rez. Rez is not so much a game about music as a game constructed for the fabric of music.
What?
Yeah.
Does that mean?
You're not playing an instrument. You're shooting weird enemies inside a computer network. But with each shot you make, you add to the soundtrack so that by the end of the stage, you're both listening to and helping to create a frantic techno maelstrom. But what the fuck?
Okay. Why the vibrator?
The inspired use of rumble functionality is a big part of this. The game wouldn't work nearly as well without it.
I forget
the first time I finished a Rez stage and how my hands felt an actual sense of loss as the tiny motors in the PlayStation 2 pad spun down to halt. But it's a tall ask for a game controller to transcillerate Rez's frenetic lights. Jeez, his language here.
What the fuck is this guy talking about?
This guy's playing it right now.
This guy has...
when he's trying to type this thing out, he's just got the vibrator going on.
This guy probably has it right...
Sensational.
He's got it right in his pants.
Yeah.
The fucking vibrator thing.
Holy fuck.
I don't understand.
Scrambled
eggs
to this fucking thing.
It was just to numb your hands, I guess, or numb whatever body part you've...
But you're not going to be holding on to it. You got to use the controller. Yeah, you got to hold the controller.
It's so strange. It's so fucked.
You sit on it.
There was apparently a protective pouch you could put it in so that, yeah, you could sit on it or something.
It's a latex pouch so you could stick it in your ass.
I mean, you
probably could put it in one of there.
Yeah. So designed to be placed in a pocket by your feet or under a cushion.
In a pocket.
Your feet.
Or really anywhere that might come to mind.
They just put it on the fucking floor. We get the most out of it. Put it on the
it's
fucking
like,
floor.
It's like rattling your whole house. What is that noise?
Honey, or sorry.
Marty, are you playing the Rez again? You put the
Georgie!
On the floor. Georgie, what are you doing?
Boosting, usually means the trance vibrator provides a regular pulse along with the bass of the music, boosting the game's clubby feel while freeing up the controller to focus on recreating melodic flourishes.
Damn. Trance.
There you go.
Wow, man.
Okay.
So the guy who made this was definite like techno trance, like rave dude who just came back home. He's like, I must continue.
He's just constantly on ecstasy.
Yeah.
Constantly, dude. Oh, I'm gonna get a peanut butter and ecstasy sandwich right now. Like, he's gotta get it in.
So he's like feeling himself and like has vibrators all over him.
Oh, fuck.
Oh my god, man. Oh, my first pick doesn't live up to that in any sense at all. It was a Sega Activator, bro.
What the hell is that? Activator.
Oh my god, dude. So it's this dumb fucking like octagon shaped frame that you put on the floor. And it's got like infrared beams to basically like, sense your movements. So you could use this in place of like the controller or D-pad or whatever.
It just
didn't fucking work.
Oh my god.
Like,
what the hell is this thing?
Yeah, there's all the directions.
Cool.
Check the
A, B, C, and start.
Yeah, this is like Ready Player One shit, like VR.
Except you look like even more of a doofus because you're just sitting inside of this fucking ring.
Was it kind of like you use your feet?
Yeah, yeah.
You'd like to use the, for the D-pad, basically.
Check out the image I sent in the chat. So. This is how this guy used it.
Oh my God. He's just jumping in it. Like, yeah. What? I guess if it doesn't detect you at all, it's like a jump.
Yeah, maybe.
That makes sense. Dude, yeah. He's about to lay out a sweet fucking karate kick.
Yeah, he's got like leather shoes he's on.
Playing, he's like playing a Double Dragon or something. So yeah, he's definitely going to kick some ass there.
He's going to fucking whip out a
look
fat
at that hair.
Fucking drop
he
kick,
looks like,
bro.
Yeah. He looks like Johnny Silver from Karate Kid.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Dude.
Mr. Silva.
Remember at the beginning of like a Disney Channel original movie where like the kids would bust out those fat fucking flips and like kicks and shit in the air while it would be like the camera would like cruise through all the different loops and shit on the Mickey Mouse ears or whatever, like that, yeah, they'd have a heyday on that thing. Look at the walls in that room. Is he in a cave?
I think it's just like a weird blanket. Gamer
yeah,
game,
it's just
maybe.
A backdrop, you know. Yeah. They're going to take some family photos on after.
Yeah, he was definitely dressed for it.
Yeah, no, that's what it was.
Yeah, that shirt is fucking cool, dude.
With no shoes.
Leather shoes on. He's got like, yeah, he's got like Italian leather friggin' loafers on.
You gotta post the photo so people know what we're fucking talking about.
Dude, yep, I'm saving this fucking photo. I'm gonna post it on Twitter after we're done, dude. Oh, my dude's God. So cool.
This dude is so cool.
Oh, man. Holy shit. If I ever manage to get my hands on a Sega activator, I'm just going to jump like a fucking lunatic.
But you got to wear that jacket or that shirt he's got on.
Dude, if I can even find one of those, there's got to be a Goodwill somewhere that has one of those shirts.
You can do that hair, though, Aaron.
Dude, absolutely I could.
Just as a bucket of gel, that's all.
Oh, fuck. I bet you that's so hard. Like, the top of his head is just glass.
Dude, you know? Yep. You fucking toss a rock at the top of his head and just shatters.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man. My face hurts.
What do you got, Nate?
Next up. What did I have here? The Game Boy Link cable. Remember that?
Ooh, hell yeah.
Well, that's a classic. Yeah.
Everyone had that. When you got Pokemon Blue and Pokemon Red, you were out on your schoolyard trading Pokemons all day long. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I remember going out in the schoolyard and just trading everyone for Charmanders, and I'd get a whole team of Charmanders. And then I would raise them to Charizards, and then I would just crush the game until I got to the water gym.
The water gym was like the second gym, bro. That was
exactly.
Gym.
The water gym.
I would crush the game up until like 2 hours in.
And then you just stop playing.
Just stop playing. Oh, I can't beat the game. All I got is Charizards.
Yeah, you just lose to every water thing.
Man, though, they had so many different kinds of those cables too. Like the one I had for the longest time was this. It was like translucent purple, and it was pigtailed in the middle. So, God forbid. You were like too far away and you tried to like pull your Game Boy closer to you or like in any direction, it would just like fucking fall out of the other person's Game Boy. So that sucked.
How far were you trying to do it, man? Like, you're supposed to be close. You're supposed to promote social activity, you know?
I need my space, man.
He's got an extended link cable that goes down to his like
you're
friends.
Too close.
Yeah, dude. If I get a wicked, wicked fucking sneeze coming up, you better back up. Just
buried in the ditches. It goes all the way to your buddy's place.
Yeah, it's a subterranean link cable.
Like it's fucking fiber optic or something.
That was it. Oh, you didn't need the internet back then.
No, you just needed the Game Boy.
You just needed a 2 kilometer link cable.
Wow! Yeah. Imagine if you went back and changed history and made that be the start of the internet, was just Game Boy link cables. And the whole world just ran on subterranean Game Boy link cables.
What other games used the link cable? Game Pokemon trading
games.
Card game.
I thought lots of games used it.
Yeah, there was a bunch of them. I forget.
I got a whole list here.
You could play against people too with it, couldn't you?
Dragon Ball Z Legendary Super Warriors.
Oh.
Mario Golf, Mario Tennis. Man, that's crazy.
There were a ton you could also use the link cable with on Game Boy Advance.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really? There was
It worked for the Advance as well.
There was, I think it was Legend of Zelda Four Swords.
Yeah.
You could co-op through a game.
Well, yeah, it was the same connector, right? It was the same.
Mm-hmm.
It was the same. Yeah, the end fit in both the Game Boy Advance and the original.
Yeah,
or the color. Yeah, sorry,
all Pokemon rectangle games, almost. Much, yeah. Obviously, Power Quest.
Oh yeah, and like Fire Emblem, you could fight each other in Fire Emblem. Same with like Golden Sun, you could fight each other. Nice. A lot of games had that kind of ship. Yeah, it was really cool.
Nice. Man, Nintendo, like, it's like they've got this machine man in the basement, and he just thinks of
the Omen machine.
Yeah, like, he just thinks of awesome accessories, you know? And then he comes out with the Fat Boy. What's it called?
The Game Boy Booster.
He's like, this one's gonna be really good. This one's gonna be hot. You might wanna get on this one.
Might wanna open up your wallets, boys. This one's gonna be a hot seller. It's just this, like, what? That, by the way, that was my next pick. So,
oh, good.
Fucking,
this thing is ridiculous.
The Booster Boy?
Oh my god, dude! High performance joystick, super stereo sound, multi-adjustable magnifying lens with lights.
Wow. This thing is just...
Let me bring this up here.
It's where a fucking... Fuck it? It's a nightmare, dude.
It's just a monstrosity.
Horrible. Like, it defeats the whole purpose of having
a
Game Boy.
Yeah.
It's literally what it does. It's
like it just
very
fits
dumb.
In your pocket.
It just fits
Look
in your
pocket.
Look at the
size. This guy's hand is, like, so tiny compared to it.
I like all the old off-white, like, yellow coloring of it when it's supposed to be white because they're so old. This is horrible.
Do you guys see the picture of the Game Boy sitting inside it?
Yeah, it's fucking
huge. It's like 3 inches around the Game Boy.
Yeah, it's massive.
It's so recessed in there looking kind of. Yeah, there's like...
Holy crap.
Gross.
It's just a case. It's just a case
it's
for
a
your
case
Game Boy.
It's a case with a magnifying glass.
It's an OtterBox for your Game Boy.
It was the OtterBox before OtterBoxes.
Yeah.
Holy fuck. I wonder
that is huge.
How many batteries did that take?
With all the bells and whistles?
You needed
stereo
extra
sound?
Battery?
Oh, for stereo sound? Oh, fuck yeah, you did.
I guess there are amplified speakers there. Oh, yeah.
And it had a light in there, too, so it had to have taken a shit ton of batteries.
Wow.
3D batteries.
What?
Yeah, right. No, I'm just fucking.
You're fucking insane.
The thing weighed 10 pounds.
Like these giant D batteries.
You're not portable that. You're
a fucking car battery.
Yeah, car battery.
Oh.
Needs a 1200 cold cranking amps.
Cold cranking amps. Jono, what's your next one?
I have one that I use. Well, I used it until recently, actually, for my PC. I don't know what the actual name of them are, but it's kind of like a half keyboard gamepad.
I'd say half keyboard, yeah.
I guess it's just a half keyboard, but it's like a little gamepad that you use instead of your keyboard, so you don't have you don't need to have the whole keyboard, right, when you're playing WASD on PC, right? So you use one of these half keyboard gamepads, and I had one by Razer called the Tartarus, and I used it for the longest time, just because it's like more ergonomic, it's more comfortable.
Oh, okay.
It's like, it's a really good thing for someone who has not a lot of desk space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or
if you want a nice small keyboard, then you can
if you want something smaller, than if your mouse always hits your keyboard when you're gaming, it would be for you.
Them together.
Yeah. But yeah, I love that thing. I used it for a long time until I just got a new keyboard recently, and I just kind of replaced it with a keyboard.
Why not get another one? They discontinued?
Because I like the keyboard I got has magnetic hall switches, which are programmable travel, which is just really cool feature to have, and like rapid trigger. So my movement is like faster on it, and I just like the switches better. So and the other thing was kind of like, one that I had was tactile. It was really tactile, you know, and clicky, which I don't love. But this one is nice and smooth and linear.
Hmm.
So that's why I replaced it. But yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, those are cool.
I have this, I have something similar, but it's literally half a keyboard, and it's got some macro keys, so I can do certain certain commands in, let's say, an RTS like Age of Empires 2. I would press a button and it would like go home and would make a few villagers, and then
is that legal?
Research stuff, blah blah blah, and I would just hit the one button and it would do it. So
are you cheating? Are you
save me my carpal tunnel?
Is that cheating?
Yeah. No, because someone could do that as quick. I just hit one button. So I'm lazy, you know.
Oh, okay.
But it just does it like instantly.
Yeah, I mean, the one I had like all programmable buttons. I could program any key to any keyboard function or even mouse function or anything like that. It's very.
I just sent a link in the chat to like one little half keyboard that has like a little tiny thumbstick on it. That's kind of cool.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Very similar.
Do they have
an upside? Yeah. Kind of like that. That would be weird to use, though.
That's very flat.
What would you use that with your pinky?
Yeah, that's what I was.
Your pinky would be massive.
You could just maybe, like, that's my pinky joystick.
You could maybe angle your thumb in there. Maybe if you have like long thumbs.
Oh my god.
Wait, why is the alt button upside down?
I was wondering.
Maybe he turns
that
around.
Oh, that makes sense. Oh. Yeah, if you turn it around and
Yeah, because some of those buttons are upside down.
Weird.
That is very weird.
What the hell is that? Game board. Ergo mech keyboards.
Game board?
Here's another good accessory for you guys. Remember the Game Shark and Action Replay and all those?
Game Shark. Oh, yeah. Game Genie.
Yeah. Oh, Game Genie. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Game Shark was a little bit later. Yeah, Game Genie was earlier. But yeah, Game Shark was sick. But it was the same kind of thing. It just like changed
binary numbers during boot up.
Changed hex code in the game, in the memory, and change stuff. Like give you infinite
extra
health
lives,
and stuff.
Yeah.
Or extra
Man,
lives.
That was so fucking cool.
Yeah. I love doing that because like if you play around with the hex a little bit and you can find things. Like you find other things that it does. Like that was so cool.
Because like where would we get
the codes? I thought
that
was the coolest
shit. Where would we get the idea to change?
Get like the codes online.
You could do it on, like you could get online. Like,
yeah.
I don't think we were searching or browsing the internet at that time, were we?
Well, there was built-in ones as well, but yeah, we were.
Oh,
we had the internet.
Yes, okay, that's right.
We had the internet on that little shitty computer.
Remember the one at your dad's shop that you played Scunny card?
Oh,
on?
Yes.
It was similar. No, it was better. It was better than that one actually, but it was still not very good.
It was better.
It was a 100 megahertz 486
and a turbo button. Had a turbo button.
Turbo button.
The one at my dad's shop.
It gave
was,
it 30 more megahertz.
The one at the dad's shop was like a 386, man. It was fucking horrible.
But it could play Scunny card, so.
That's true. The demo or whatever the fuck.
Yes, the demo.
Yeah, the three tracks that we played.
But man, we actually had a Game Shark. It was like a ripoff of Game. It wasn't official Game Shark, but it was a mod chip. And it plugged in the back of the PS1 where the Game Shark would plug into. But it was a mod chip at the same time, which was sick.
Mm-hmm. That was amazing. And you had to have was that the one we had to have the lid open all the time? While the disc,
what the fuck?
The disc spun and we had to we had to press a button. What did we have to do? We had to jam something in the eject.
No, it came with a spring. It came with a spring.
Oh, that's
like the
right.
Kit
okay,
came
what
with
the
a little spring.
Fuck,
yeah, yeah.
That you
yeah.
put under the top of the lid. You know the PS1 lid that flips up? There's a little button. When you close the lid, it presses the button. It has a little peg that just pushes the button so the PlayStation knows that the lid is closed.
So it starts spinning the disc.
Yeah, so it starts spinning the disc. So what you do is there's a little spring that you put on the peg, and even when it's open, it's still pressing the button close. So the PlayStation thinks that the lid is still closed. That was their only like pirate protection, you know what I mean?
And you had to put in a disc first? And then let it start
exactly.
spinning, and then swap it with your pirated disc or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so you'd spin up a real disc or a boot disc.
Yes. Yeah.
And then you'd open the lid. The PlayStation would think that the lid is still closed, and it would just boot from the shark, from the Game Shark, or from the mod chip, and that would cause it to stop the disc. So you could literally just pull it out, put in your burned disc or your backup. And then you close the lid and you click start on the menu and it would start the game up. It was very cool.
Very cool. That's cool, man.
Damn. I used the Action Replay all the time for Game Boy Advance.
Action Replay? Is that the same thing? Like cheats and stuff?
Yeah, yeah. It's basically familiar. Just like a Game Shark for Game Boy Advance and shit. I don't know if they had Action Replay for for home consoles, because I think they used Game Shark for like home consoles. But
oh, nice. Yeah, same kind of thing.
Action Replay was like you pop that into your cartridge slot. You pop a cartridge into like the slot in the front of the Action Replay cartridge, mm-hmm. and then there's like a switch on top you turn on, and when you boot up your Game Boy, it'll go right to the Action Replay menu, and yes. you can pick different codes and shit. And my buddies would do it in Pokemon. We were just were a lot of Pokemon that you couldn't get in Emerald that you mm-hmm. could just be like, oh, I want this and this and this, and I want unlimited Master Balls and yeah, all this shit.
Master Balls, sweet.
Yeah,
definitely.
Dude. That was so cool.
Wait, sweet. It could give you Pokemon that weren't in the game? Like, what?
Yeah. Yeah,
how the hell did it do that? It's not in the game's code. How does it give it to you?
I don't know, man.
fuck?
Well, no, I guess... So there were Pokemon that they would give away at events in, like, New York and, like, Japan and shit.
Yeah.
That I guess... I don't know...
Gift Pokemon.
Yeah, I don't know how the fuck that works.
Interesting.
But I guess, yeah, they were in the game, but, like, you couldn't get them.
Code,
yeah,
you could just unlock them with this thing.
That makes sense.
And probably Pokemon from the other color.
Yep,
you know, that you couldn't get. It would just, you could get those, obviously, because they're in the game's actual code.
Hackers and code crackers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you could make it from the start. You could turn on like the national decks, so you could catch like any Pokemon at any time.
Right.
And yeah, that was pretty cool.
Wow. Nice.
Fucking cheaters, little cheating pukes.
After you play through fucking Pokemon like 80 times in a row, you kind of start to get bored and you want to try on some cheat codes.
Oh yeah,
man.
After, yeah, for sure. But like back then we would be doing it on games that we've never played before too. It's like, oh blah, blah.
Yeah. Like
just like trying it out. It's like, what cheat codes are for this game? Like I remember in Gran Turismo, I would win the race just by crossing the line at the very start, like at the grid. Because you start and the race would be over, and I'm like, yeah, first place, and you just get the credits. Like at the grid lineup behind the start line, you just cross it and you win.
Did you have to? Oh yeah, that's sweet.
It was so dumb. Like, I'm not fucking racing this 200 lap race. Are you kidding me?
Fuck that, dude.
Yeah, fuck that.
I just want the 100,000 credits.
what do you got, Nate?
What do I got here? I got the Pocket Sonar. For the Game Boy. You ever hear this one?
Aaron? Oh, yes.
Pocket Sonar? What the fuck? No.
It's an accessory compatible with Nintendo's classic Game Boy, provided better portable sonar than many early versions like SmartCast.
Like fuck? Fish catchers or fish finders.
You put the game or the accessory, like you plug it into it as in the cartridge, and then it comes with like a bobber that you toss in the water, and it's actually sonar,
mm-hmm.
and it shows the fucking fish it sees in the water on your Game Boy screen.
What the fuck?
Yeah, man. It also comes with a full, like a built-in fishing encyclopedia, though it was all in Japanese. And it came with a fishing game that you would, like, I don't know, use the sonar bobber and then, like, catch the fish on your screen. Kind of
instead
thing.
Of actually fishing, instead of you're actually just fishing. Looking at these fish and on your Game Boy.
Your dad takes you out fishing. All right, boy, I'll go teach you how to fish. And you're like, you throw the bobber out. You're like, Dad, I can just see all the fish. You want me to tell you where to fish? Shut up, boy.
Yeah, no, it's just to keep the kids busy.
Wow, that's insane. An actual working sonar for your Game Boy.
That's cool.
Very cool. The Guinness Book of World Records recognized it as the first sonar-enabled peripheral for a gaming console.
I would imagine.
I'd imagine the first and only sonar peripheral for gaming console.
Do you think you could connect that thing to your Game Boy while you had the Booster Boy on, so you have this fucking like Frankenstein. Like,
yeah, you just toss it out into the water, oh, yeah, and man. You can see it from there.
The water wouldn't get in the Booster Boy.
Yeah, dude. If it, I mean, it's nighttime. Who you gives can, a fuck? Because it's got lights on it
and it plays music. Too.
You could just jump on the Booster Boy.
Sound.
You could use the Booster Boy as
sound,
a fucking
surround
boat.
Sound. Yeah, you use it as a raft yeah, while you look at the giant screen.
You've got a link cable. You got a link cable dangling out from the link cable connector, because why not? Like, you're ready for anything, dude. You're prepared.
That was so fucking
and
dumb.
Then the lights and the sounds. So yeah, you're catching fish all night.
Holy shit, man. Yeah,
that is insane when I read that. I can't believe that shit.
Game Boy is so dark, dude. Why the fuck?
Very cool. I wonder if you can use it to like I don't know, like
to locate that sub that was lost in the sea.
The Red October.
We need to find the Titanic. Yeah, the Red October, the guy's out there with his Game Boy and his Sony Game Boy.
Fuck, I need more double A's, boys.
It's Sean Connery.
I need more double A's.
I need more double A's. Oh fuck. Okay, I got one here.
Oh, yes. Holy fuck.
The Petty Sedate.
What?
The Petty Sedate system was an add-on for the Game Boy.
Whoa.
Designed
holy God.
To calm children before potentially traumatic experiences like the dentist or a hospital operation.
What the fuck?
Gave him a little dose of NOS,
in
nitrous oxide.
Through this thing?
Yeah. Well, what? That was the purpose. That was the aim, anyway.
Look at this fucking thing. What the hell?
It looks like a fucking Darth Vader, man. It looks like a snorkel that goes on their nose.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So you could have this, the sonar, and that dumb fucking sewing machine all on your Booster Boy. Dude, it's the ultimate machine.
Man, the ultimate gaming machine.
It gets
machine.
You high. Gets you high, finds fish,
gaming machine,
and
lets
you game. What else do you want?
Move over, Xbox Series X. There's a new king.
There's a new king of consoles.
Dude, what the fuck? Oh, and
this is super strange.
It's translucent, too. It comes in like six different colors. That's
that's cool.
Yeah, it goes
gross.
Over their nose. It like, goes right over the nose.
Oh.
The picture I'm looking at, it doesn't look like a kid. It looks like a woman using it. Like her hands look like, they're definitely a woman's hands. Are you looking at this picture?
I'm looking at Google Images and it's all kids.
Oh. Like
babies.
Really? Okay. Well, look at this picture. Can you see that?
That's a baby.
Yeah, but look at her hands. Tell me those
are
the hands of a child.
Yeah. That is not. That
oh,
those
are
not...
definitely an older lady's hands, dude. You can see
yeah,
the fucking...
like photoshopped an older lady's hell? Hands.
The
onto
kid
this,
couldn't hold a Game Boy.
This kid. Like, what the hell is going on?
Are you fucking idiot? We'll just fix this post shoot.
Like
just
your
hold the
hands.
Game Boy. Just hold the Game Boy. No, you're holding it wrong. You're
she's
holding it upside
holding
down.
Like,
yeah, she's holding it backwards. They could not get her to hold it properly.
Does your kid not own a Game Boy? No, we're too poor.
We're too poor.
God! Jeez!
they gotta put the fucking thing on the kid real fast because you're freaking out. They're like upsetting them. Like,
yes! You're gonna get this thing on this kid. Fucking stupid.
Oh.
Oh,
oh
fuck.
God, dude. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm gonna... Oh, fuck. Well, I can't fucking talk to you. I'm going to do my next one, and then we'll take an ad break. But have you guys ever heard of the game? I think it's Boktai or Botkai.
Botkai?
It had a little, like, solar sensor on it. So, like, you charge it up during the day, and if... I forget what happens if it's not charged up, but what is it? Boktai, the sun is in your hand. It charges up on solar power.
The sun is in your hand, yeah.
Yeah. Charges up. Or, it charges up your gun. And if it ran out, you couldn't shoot. Or you'd shoot very, very slowly or something.
What's the
and,
accessory called?
It's part of the...
Oh.
Part of the cartridge.
Oh, I see. Okay.
The game was produced and designed by Hideo Kojima.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. And that was just wild as hell. Like... Hideo just comes into the fucking room high on mescaline and he's just like, so the Game Boy Advance, but like in the sun, solar game, and then Shigeru Miyamoto was like, he fucking shot up real fast, and he was like, make it.
But like, what does the solar power do? Like, what does it do?
So like, your gun in the game runs off of, like, it fires solar flares or whatever.
And it's so powered, like, by the actual sun?
Yeah, like, the sun would, the cartridge would sense the sun or whatever and charge up your gun. And if you tried to play at night and your gun ran out, you wouldn't be able to shoot, so you would just have to wait until fucking...
Wow.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. These guys are, like, in the future. Japanese people are from the future. That's it.
They really are. They got vending machines where you can buy whole-ass meals and then, like, shoes and shit. Like, I want that.
Well, I'm running late. I'm running late for work. I forgot my shoes. Just grab them out of a vending machine.
Better go grab a pair of Pumas and a fucking whole rotisserie chicken.
And you can buy ladies' underwear in vending machines.
That's true. Yeah, you can. Yeah. Thanks, Japan. Let's take an ad break. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll be right back. Super Pod Saga is brought to you by our dazzling patrons: A Novel Console, Jared, Jameson, Adam / Phineas, Trey, Jeff, and Adam, Revival and Extinction. You're all superstars, the very best, each and every one of you, and I cannot thank you enough for supporting the show. You all are the MVPs, and it's such an incredible feeling knowing that you all love Super Pod Saga enough to support it. If I could, I'd give each and every one of you a big, meaty high five. Take it easy. If you're a fan of coffee and you're looking for something different, I think we've got just the thing for you. That's Bones Coffee. Bones Coffee is not your usual coffee company. Of course, it's all sugar-free, gluten-free, all that stuff, because it's just coffee, nothing added to it. But they roast each batch of coffee beans to your order, and they've got just a bazillion different flavors to choose from. They've got your usual French vanilla, salted caramel, they've got Irish cream, of course they've got decaf, single origin coffees like Kenya, Guatemala, stuff like that, even what they call high voltage, which is extra strength, extra caffeine. But they have all sorts of other awesome kind of out of the box flavors. They've got ones like cotton candy, maple bacon, and even mint chocolate chip ice cream. And they're always coming up with new crossover flavors, like they've done a bunch for Nightmare Before Christmas, Indiana Jones, even Spider-Man, of all things. And they're also coming up with new seasonal flavors all the time. If this sounds right up your alley, feel free to use the link in our episode description and use coupon code SUPERPODSAGA at checkout to get 20% off your order. That's SUPERPODSAGA at checkout to get 20% off your order. And if you're not just in the market for coffee, you can also get some sweet mugs. They've got lots of cool shirts. They've got all sorts of different brewing equipment, like French presses, stuff like that. Just head on over to bonescoffee.com, or again, use the link in our episode description and get 20% off. Get yourself a new interesting flavor and spice up your morning routine with Bones Coffee. I really hope you enjoy. I'm a really big fan of it, and I hope you find one that really hooks you. Thank you so much for listening. Have a good one. It's really important to stay hydrated. They say to drink 8 to 10 cups of water per day to stay properly hydrated, but sometimes that can be difficult to do and completely inconvenient, and most of us don't feel like carrying a gallon of water with us at all times. But that's where Liquid IV comes in. Liquid IV is the category-winning hydration brand fueling your well-being, and their hydration multiplier is the one product you're missing in your daily routine. In just one stick, you get 5 essential vitamins and 2 times faster hydration than water alone. Use it first thing in the morning, before a workout, when you feel run down, after a long night out, or on long flights. Man, in Iowa, the summers can be brutal. 90 degrees and tons of humidity, and that just saps the energy and water right out of your system within just a few minutes. Luckily, Liquid IV hydrates 2 times faster than water alone, with 3 times the electrolytes of traditional sports drinks. It's very important to replace those electrolytes, you know? And I just love how quick and easy it is to use Liquid IV. You just get 1 packet and a bottle of water, and you just pour that packet into the bottle of water, shake the heck out of it, and bam, you are good to go. Since using Liquid IV, I've felt way more alert, active, and just plain better versus drinking water alone. My favorite flavors to go to are the Yuzu Pineapple Energy Multiplier and the Tropical Punch Hydration Multiplier. I can't get enough of those ones. And what makes them even better is, like I mentioned earlier, they're packed with 5 essential vitamins like B3, B5, B6, B12, and vitamin C. And it, again, yeah, 3 times the electrolytes of traditional sports drinks. And they're non-GMO and free from gluten, dairy, and soy, which is just great. So you can get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code SUPERPODSAGA at checkout. That's 20% off anything when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code SUPERPODSAGA, SUPERPODSAGA, at liquidiv.com. You have a great one, superstars. I've got a couple ideas. How big of fans are you guys of eggs? Do you like eggs?
I love eggs.
Big yes. fans?
Yeah. I eat eggs every day.
Big fan. Okay.
Really?
You'll love them even more You'll love them even more when you try our whatever brand mystery eggs. They're like the eggs you know and love, and those like weird ass mystery eggs you see on YouTube all the time, where people open up plastic eggs and find cool shit on the inside, but it's actual eggs. You crack open the shell, and bam, there could be literally anything inside those eggs, anything at all. You could be like
a Kinder Surprise,
like exactly. A Kinder Surprise, yeah.
Except but real eggs,
yeah, but real eggs. You go to cook an omelet.
Oh, so there's actually like yolk and shit in them,
or it could be anything else.
I like the idea of like anything being covered in yolk, so we'll go with that. Yeah. So you go to crack open an egg to make a delicious Denver omelet, we'll say, and you crack open an egg, and then plop, out covered in yolk comes we'll say like a few pennies.
The city of Denver.
The city of Denver itself. Or you know, you're gonna go make some French toast, and you crack open an egg, and then bam, it's
some Band-Aids.
Yeah, just some loose Band-Aids. Luton's
dirty Band-Aids.
Random
used Band-Aids.
Yeah, dude, there's a fucking Luton's cough drop, DVD of Coraline, whatever the fuck you want. Or I guess, no, not whatever the fuck you want, because they're mystery eggs. It's just whatever happens to be in there. So you crack one open, and then there's like some pine needles. Yum.
Eggs.
Yeah, pine eggs, exactly. Yeah, you sift through the yolk, like you just kind of toss it between your hands and try to get the yolk out, and you're like, oh, yes, I love pine needles. Fuck, what's Nate? What's been your best experience with these mystery eggs?
Well, every morning I wake up, I go down to my kitchen, I pick them out of the fridge, and I just don't know what surprise I'm gonna get in my eggs in the morning. Crack them open. Could be an egg, or it could be a turd. I don't know. But whatever I crack out of that egg, it's going right on my toast and right in my guts.
Like an 8 gigabyte thumb drive.
Yes.
Or a thumbtack.
Right in his butt.
What about you, John? Are you a satisfied Mystery Eggs customer?
I was, until the mystery just ended one day. And every single egg that I opened had a severed thumb inside. I just don't know. I just can't deal with that every time I crack.
It ended up being your thumbs. Then you ended up with no thumbs after you cracked so many eggs.
They cut my thumbs off on the sharp shells.
You know what, John? Oh no, we'll get in contact with the Mystery Eggs Company. We'll get that settled. We'll settle that out of court.
Please do.
Yeah, listeners, forget about that part. Trying to give another good one. Hey, fuck! If you order some mystery eggs now, a whole case, whole 12 case of mystery eggs right now, we'll send a free gift. The mystery egg scrambler. You just crack some eggs into it, and it's like what are those? Like a salad spinner kind of thing, except it like spins your eggs and scrambles them.
That's a good idea, actually.
But of course, whatever's inside the mystery egg also gets kind of fucked up. So if there's like a little
what kind of animal is laying these mystery eggs? Is it still just straight chicken or?
Fantastic question. we'll say Vandenberg Farms eggs. They have specialty genetically enhanced chickens that lay these eggs.
They are chickens.
Yeah, they are
still chickens.
Genetically altered, heavily.
Heavily.
Heavily altered. Still chickens, though, yeah. In a genetic sense. In a genetic sense, they're not chickens, but on the outside, they are. They are chickens, yes.
Oh, okay. Just not inside.
But
it's
hey,
a mystery inside.
Exactly. Holy shit. Yeah, full circles. Full circle. Yeah, the scrambler, though. Yeah, whatever's in the eggs also gets scrambled. So, I mean, you might get a veggie omelet with, like, a little bit of, like, maybe some wax or, like, a little patch of carpet in there. Who cares? Eggs. Protein. Quick, easy protein. Shit. Anything else you guys want to toss in for Vandenberg eggs before we...
Sometimes... The mystery is it's not protein inside, it's carbs. They just give you some full of sugar. An egg full of sugar.
Ooh, okay.
Okay. I had that one time, but never again. Just the thumbs after that.
They gave you one good egg, and then the rest.
Sometimes they have like a...
It's all thumbs.
Whole... Oops, all thumbs. Sometimes they have a gummy vitamin in there, so you're getting protein and your whole day's vitamins.
I don't want that.
Sometimes it's ink. Sometimes you might get some ink. It's just a blob of ink.
Squid eggs.
Holy shit. You can also hard boil these eggs. You can poach them. You can... What the fuck else do you do with eggs? Dye them, I guess. You could dye them.
What?
Dye eggs?
Yeah, like for Easter.
Oh, like paint them.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yes.
I can't think of anything else you do with eggs besides like eat them and like hard boil them and shit.
You can throw them at people's houses too.
There you go. Yeah, one might have like a fucking lit cherry bomb in it or some napalm.
A grenade.
If you're lucky.
Yeah.
A fucking live grenade.
Live grenade. My God.
Oh shit. And if you're the type of person that's into eggnog, sometimes they have a whole gob of like cinnamon or something in there. Well, cinnamon and nutmeg, you might choke because it's
like
sounds too random. Yeah. It sounds like too much RNG for me. Too much RNG.
Oh boy. Hey, thanks Vandenberg eggs for sponsoring this episode and my apparent fucking speech problems, whatever.
Maybe she's born with it.
Maybe it's...
We're back. Nate, right?
Yes.
That is his name.
Nice to meet you.
Nasty Nate. All right.
I have one more maybe that I can...
Yeah, I got one more here. Maybe a couple more. Well, I'm going to go back to the fishing trips, boys. The Sega Dreamcast fishing rod.
What?
Oh my God, yes. I forgot about this until just now.
There's surprisingly a lot built into this piece of technology that generally enhances the handful of fishing titles that are available for the Dreamcast. Additionally, audiences later discovered that this peripheral allows for rudimentary motion control gameplay in non-fishing games like Soul Calibur and Virtua Tennis.
What the fuck?
I bet you played Soul Calibur.
Soul Calibur with the fishing rod? It's pretty big, though. Looked pretty big.
That one's pretty cool. Really dumb.
Reminds me of the Dreamcast microphone that you could use for like Seaman and shit. Kind of does.
I've never like do you go to the arcade and play the fishing games at the arcade?
Never.
Like, have you ever played a fishing game?
I've played a fishing game before. Yeah.
I don't think I ever have.
I don't
never
think
not
ever,
once.
I don't
ever.
Think I have either. But
I find it hard to believe how many fishing peripherals there are.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I was. That's what I was getting to. Like, there's so many fishing peripherals. Like, is it a very large thing in the States? I guess the southern states to fish. You're just fishing all day.
I mean, I'm not, but I'm sure other people in the States are.
Enough that they keep making fishing games.
And like on the side of the controller, it's like an actual, like, you just keep fucking, you wind it and wind it and wind it. Bring those fish in. But I don't think I'd ever like have wanted to either play a fishing game or then get an accessory to play more of that fishing game, you know?
Yeah, I feel that. But dude, the Dreamcast, now that I'm like digging down this rabbit hole, it had quite a few, I almost said weird accessories, but yeah, there's one that's called, it's the just like a karaoke add-on where you basically just slap your Dreamcast on top of it, and yeah, you could connect a microphone to it. Dreamcast also had like a little webcam.
Oh,
what had a keyboard.
Oh yeah, microphone.
Yeah, what the hell?
Dreamcast accessories.
Gamecast.
Oh, nice! Look at the light,
man. It had a steering wheel and pedal set back in the day. That's
man, Dreamcast was sick. I had one for a little bit.
That's keyboard, pretty sweet.
Mouse.
Oh, we can't talk about accessories. Fuck. Oh my god, dude. We can't talk about accessories without talking about the VMU, because that thing was fucking cool too. The little card, like the Tamagotchi-esque memory cards.
Yes.
Those were so fucking cool.
That was awesome.
Yeah, you could play like little mini games on the screen of the controller.
And
it had controls on it or something, didn't it?
Yeah, it had like a little D-pad and A and B and shit.
Yo, that is sweet.
And if you were playing, like, I forget which Resident Evil games which Resident Evil games had this, but if you were playing, like it would have, you know how in like Resident Evil games your health bar was like the heart beat pattern thing.
Yeah.
The VMU would also have that on its little screen, so it'd be like, so
where did this plug in?
Oh, I do remember it had like it would have your health bar
right
for
to the
other
top
games
of the controller.
Too. I never played that, and I remember recall that.
Did it slide into the controller into that little square?
Well, not into the square, but there was there's like a slot on the top of the controller, and yeah, the little square is where you would see the screen of the VMU.
Oh man!
So yeah, Resident Evil, you'd see like the little heartbeat patterns. You could like see your health on the controller.
Yeah.
Sonic
it was
Adventure.
Colored? No,
the VMU screen was colored.
I don't think so.
Fake fucking picture.
Oh my god! I just saw a Sega Saturn controller. That's not the Sega Saturn controller. What the hell is this?
What does it look like? Simulink.
It's like this massive, giant circle.
Oh, the Saturn 3D controller?
Is that what that is?
Yeah, oh, dude.
This thing is so dumb looking.
Yeah, it's a big old pancake, bro.
Yeah, it's just like a pancake.
Like a
with
Mickey little Mouse ear.
Like, how horrible would that feel in your freaking hands? That's got to be horror. It looks like a Discman. Like
it really does, dude.
Sega Saturn. We never played the Sega Saturn.
Man, I wanted a Sega Saturn so bad.
Why did we want?
I don't know why.
There was something for it that we really wanted.
Yeah, there was like Dragon Ball Z games.
Yeah,
and shit.
That might have been like the Japanese games.
The Japanese ones. Yeah. And there was a game called like, I forget what their big game were. Yeah.
Knights was really fucking cool.
Yeah, Knights. Yeah, Knights. That looked that. Yeah, I just wanted one, and then we never ended up getting one. Got a PlayStation instead.
And VMU, sick. I want a Dreamcast. I want my Dreamcast back. Where did I fucking... I sold it to some fucking kid.
Some punk kid.
Some punk ass motherfucker.
Some little bitch on the street.
Little pukes.
I'll puke, dude. Yeah, you could, looks like you can buy a Dreamcast on eBay with like a game and stuff for like roughly about $80 in pretty good condition. What? Yeah.
Really?
That's pretty good.
That's really good.
Get the floppy disk drive with it or the hard drive, whatever the fuck it was.
Floppy disk drive.
Yeah, there's like a floppy disk drive.
You're fucking kidding me. What?
That's what I'm looking at here. I don't know what the hell it is.
For parts.
You see this thing? Copy image link.
100 and some bucks.
Please give me that image link.
This, oh, for fuck's sake, this computer, this keyboard.
Oh, you know what?
Why?
I just
it has
pulled
a
it up.
Disk drive. Why do you need another disk drive?
Oh, it's a floppy disk drive.
Floppy disk drive. What the fuck? I didn't know. Oh, it was a canceled accessory. The zip drive.
Man, you remember zip drives that had 100 megabyte
capacity? They were so fast. They're so fast.
Oh, man. Technology was sweet back in the day. You young whippersnappers.
Yeah, the whippersnappers don't know.
Don't understand. We had to use floppy drives. If we wanted more than 1.4 megabytes, we had to get another disk.
Man, that's crazy. I had so many walkthroughs on floppy disks, man.
Oh, yeah, we did
too. Oh, yeah, yeah, we did that too.
We'd, build them in HTML.
Yeah.
Like our guide, we'd make our own game guides. I remember one for Harvest Moon.
HTML.
Yeah. An HTML website, and we'd put it on the floppy disk.
We just save the web page as, and put it on a floppy disk. Oh,
yeah, and then we go
that's
alter
right,
it,
yeah.
Change pictures and stuff.
Yeah.
What's,
man, we're nerds.
Jono, what's your next one?
For me, my next one I have are things that I use on all of my controllers.
Oh.
All of my controllers have Control Freak joystick grips or extenders. So any of my controllers that don't have replaceable like joysticks that you can put on a longer one, like the Xbox Elite and that kind of thing, I put these little extenders. They're little grips. They clip on to the joystick and make it a little bit longer. And these are good for shooter games and for a little more fine precision aiming.
I've got that for my Xbox Elite controller.
Look at this link. Look at the picture in this link, bro.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh my god. Those are literal joystick extenders.
That is fucking funny.
Imagine your thumbs were that long, you needed those.
Listeners, the photo that I sent to him, it was a PS4 controller with
like huge Atari joysticks.
Yeah, Atari joysticks on each fucking thumbstick.
If you showed up to my house about to play games with that, I'd toss you out.
Holy fuck, you gotta have one hand on each stick and then you press the buttons with your fucking feet or something. With your fucking so monkey toes. Stupid.
That's obviously, that's like 3D printed, looks like, if it's not Photoshop, but yeah. Yeah, 3D print yourself some of those, you know, you're ready to go. You can play Frogger and Missile Command, whatever the hell else you would play on the Atari.
Oh shit, man. Another, fuck, there were a couple other ones I had jotted down here to kind of pat us out toward the end. You remember those fuck, how do I explain it? Back in the day, in the early 2000s, you could buy a mouse, but it had that ball on the top that you could use to control shit.
Oh, yeah. Like that big glass ball that you just spin around.
Yeah, and you could use that for games.
I think it was just they're ergonomic mice. I think that's all it was, really. We had a few people at work who had those. I'm like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, it's just a ball you fucking
probably cost
around.
$200.
Those were so fucking expensive. Wild. And then there are, you can buy a mouse that has a fucking scorpion inside of it. That's Excuse pretty me? Fucking cool.
Like a real what? Scorpion?
Yeah, let me find it real fast.
What? Oh, like a dead one?
Yeah. It's encased
buddy's bowling ball on Kingpin.
Yeah.
Oh, like acrylic.
There you go. Look in the look in the chat.
Ugh.
You know what? Here's a whole Google search. Copy that whole fucking big thing.
That
there
is
you go.
Disgusting. Wow. That's actually disgusting.
I would. Are you joking?
Look at that mouse.
Ugh. It's probably so heavy. It's like just an acrylic freaking.
It's just so fucking heavy. It's not moving.
Acrylic block.
That's so fucking. First of all, that's a centipede in it, dude. Where the fuck? Where's the left and right click? I guess that's probably an Apple mouse because like the whole fucking mouse
is one click. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Stupid.
That's disgusting. I would not want my hand on that. I'd be like, you don't want to touch that.
That's funny.
No way.
Damn. $77 Canadian. That's holy shit.
That's cheap for you guys.
I don't know what the conversion is. It just says 77 Canadian.
I would not spend that on that
mouse. This one lights up. Oh my God.
I also got a, I Googled mouse with scorpion inside it, and I just got a bunch of pictures of like mice eating scorpions.
Yeah, I got that too.
Like field mice eating scorpions.
Look at the link I just put in there too. This one fucking lights up, dude. Just illuminates that fucking scorpion.
So gross. That is the grossest thing I've ever seen.
That's so cool.
That's where Razer got.
It actually looks like Marvel's scorpion.
Is this like the prototype Razer mouse?
Yeah, is Razer's logo a scorpion?
Something like that, I thought.
Jesus Christ.
Early Razer.
Do you guys remember the Sega Game Gear?
Oh, yeah.
They had a little a TV tuner you could pop into the top, and it had like a little antenna on top of it. And yeah,
are
you could watch.
Kidding me?
You could watch TV on your Game Gear. Yeah.
God.
Could you like change? I guess you could change the channels with the buttons and stuff.
Yeah, there's a little like tuner thing on the top of it for you to like change channels and shit.
Oh, it was on the thing and not the controller.
Yeah, it was on like the actual
cartridge thing,
tuner thing. I'll send you a link right there. Bam.
That is dumb. Oh my God.
Same with
very high frequency.
There was also
you could probably pick up HD over the air now with that thing.
There was also what's it called? The Turbo Express. It was like a handheld version of the TurboGrafx-16. And that one you could also get. I don't know. Maybe that was. I forget if that one was like a radio tuner or if it was a TV tuner.
Looks like a Game Boy.
Yeah.
Turbo Express. Oh, that's nice.
Turbo FX?
Turbo Express.
Turbo PC Express. Engine. I think. Yeah, that one also had a TV tuner. Yeah, that one just pops onto the right side, though.
And you see Home Electronics.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
TV tuners were freaking sweet back in the day. I loved doing that stuff, like capturing video with the TV tuner. I used to have a video card that did that back in the day, like in high school. I like saved up all my money and bought this graphics card that had a TV tuner on it.
That's so to capture.
I could watch TV on my computer and like record it.
Wow, or I can watch TV on the fucking TV.
But I could play our like VHS movies that we made capture it onto the computer, which was cool. And I edited everything on the TV or on the computer.
I found this video of a dude who added a smart TV mod to his Game Gear. So he's like watching his Roku on his fucking Game Gear.
So stupid. On his 3-inch, like 240p screen.
And he's like 16 colors or whatever the fuck it is.
I think it had 256 colors, man.
On a Game Gear?
Yeah, Game Gear was
no
sick.
No way.
Game Gear was like a colors. Like a SNES, man. Game Gear was like a Super Nintendo graphics.
32 colors.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought it was better than that.
12-bit RGB palette.
Oh, I think you might be thinking of the Sega Nomad. That one's basically just like a handheld Genesis. Maybe.
Oh, here. Game Gear. The Game Gear had 12-bit RGB palette, which had access to 4,906 colors.
Oh, okay.
4,096 colors. 4,096. But you could only have 32 colors on screen at once.
Oh, wow. Whoa. The Super Nintendo was much more. I didn't know. I thought it was like the same as Super Nintendo. But Super Nintendo was actually had 15-bit RGB palette, which had 32,000 colors.
Hmm.
Oh, no. Well, but only 256 simultaneous colors.
Yes. So
okay, so the Super Nintendo only had 256.
Yeah, and the Game Gear had 32.
Oh, wow. The more you know.
And the Ness had?
Oh, God.
Four.
Eight?
Four?
Four?
Ness color palette. Fucking piece of shit. 6-bit palette.
Ugh.
Damn, dude.
Defined by the following colors. And there's just a small list of colors.
Blue, black, white.
55 colors, it says here.
Across the board for all games.
But not at simultaneous.
No.
Yeah. So I'm going to guess like 4 or 6.
I can't find. You have to say NES color, simultaneous color.
What the fuck, man? Yeah. 4 palettes each containing 4 of these colors. Yeah. Yeah. So I think 4 colors.
No, nope, wow. 25, it says.
Really?
How many colors could NES show at once?
Yeah. Like, that's not far from the fucking Game Gear. But I
by
the game
default,
gear like
a game
better.
Can have 13 colors available for sprites and 13 colors available for background tiles.
Oh, okay.
Holy shit.
That's so
around
pretty advanced.
26, yeah.
26, wow.
Well, yeah. Do you remember the, well, I guess, Mario, was it Mario 3?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was very colorful. I remember that being very
colorful. Yep. That one was really good.
Fuck,
really colorful.
Yeah, that was sick.
Bump, 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 bump.
Freaking game. Where the fuck were we?
We're talking about the Game Gear and shit. I'm just chipping away at random ones that I had jotted down. Did you guys have any other ones that you wanted to?
I've got one more.
Okay.
For you, Aaron. You know this one? The Pokewalker.
Oh, the Pokewalker.
Oh, the one that came with what was it, like Heart Gold and Soul Silver and shit?
The most accurate pedometer of its time.
Damn.
Did you know that?
Allegedly.
That's I don't think so. No, is it?
Allegedly.
No, they tested it.
Oh.
They tested it with other pedometers, like way more expensive pedometers, and it was more accurate.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Pokemon Walker. Poke Walker? Yeah.
Yeah, Poke Walker.
It's a pedometer.
Yeah.
Like a pedometer.
A pedometer.
That's
a
adorable.
Pitometer.
It's shaped like a little Pokeball.
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, yeah, they had.
You could play shit on it? What the hell?
What?
There's a screen. Yeah. Oh, it's just a Pikachu with your steps. Okay.
There was another thing.
What year
kinda
was that?
Like...
What year was that?
That was like 2009, like... I want to say.
Was there a lot of pedometers back then? I don't know. I didn't count my steps back then, you know?
Yeah, 2009.
Hmm. Well, apparently most accurate.
The study tested various pedometers counting steps on a treadmill running at 4 different speeds, and the Pokewalker ended up being the most accurate at counting the steps. This
well,
is
hell
at
yeah.
TheMarySue.com.
The Mary Sue.
TheMarySue.com.
Good old Mary Sue.
Thanks, Mary Sue.
Oh, yeah, there was also something kind of like that.
Or
I guess it's more. It's
Iowa
more like...
State University. There you go, Aaron.
Oh, hey.
Iowa State.
Fuck yeah.
Wow.
Iowa State professor Lorraine Lanigam Foster. You know her?
You know her?
Yeah, that's my. That's my.
Oh, yeah,
my
Aunt
neighbor.
Lorraine.
Yeah. Talk to her.
Oh, fuck.
There's also something kind of like that. I guess it's more like the VMU. There was the Play State or the Pocket Station. It was like a...
Oh, yes. That sounds familiar. Pocket Station. Pocket Station.
It's a memory card peripheral for, I think, the PS1.
Yeah, very nubby, it looks like. Looks like another Tamagotchi. Yeah.
Yeah, basically. You like slide your memory card into it or something, and some games would have like little mini games on it. You just...
Oh, yeah.
Take it on the go.
Wow,
and
it looks
shit.
Identical to... It's like exactly the
looks
same
It's more
thing.
Like an egg.
It says Sony on it.
Yeah.
Egg Station.
Egg
it
station.
Looks like a Tamagotchi, like more shaped like a Tamagotchi. Tamagotchi.
Man, I love Tamagotchi.
they were all the rage back.
Yeah. And I remember we couldn't afford a Tamagotchi, point. So I had to get a Neopet, you know?
No. They were the same fucking thing. Couldn't afford a Tamagotchi.
Tamagotchis were like the that was
probably
the
like 12
We've got
bucks.
Tamagotchi at home.
Yeah, let's see how much a Tamagotchi costs.
We've got Tamagotchi at home. Tamagotchi at home. Neopet.
$18
$18 Like,
wow. Then get your goddamn Tamagotchi, dude.
I remember them being costing a lot more than that. But
well, I mean, as a kid,
$18 was like $1 million, I guess. Yeah,
like, you didn't have $18.
No, I definitely did not.
I got about $200.
Oh, Tamagotchis are coming back, guys.
Oh, hell
they're
yeah.
They're
going
to cost
$50.
Yeah. $70.
Oh, my God. I see
what?
One.
What?
$60
US. On Amazon. They're on Amazon for $48.
The next fuck generation. Yeah.
Look at that.
Oh, it's a watch?
Yeah, there's some of them have a watch on it. Or like a watch. Price. Well, probably has a watch add-on.
Tamagotchi Uni.
Watch accessory.
Oh, yeah. You can get them. You can get them on a chain around your neck, too, if you want.
Nice.
There's a Baby Yoda one. Oh, there's dinosaurs. Oh, my God.
Tamagotchi original.
Holy fuck, boys. They've got ones for One Piece.
Really?
All sorts of animes. They've got dinosaurs. They have Toy
just
Story.
On like, you mean on the just on the outside, you mean? Or
no,
on
the inside.
Like the
inside,
character? Like,
yeah, your Tamagotchi pet would be someone from like the fucking Jujutsu Kaisen or something.
Or these hacked Tamagotchis? And people
no,
just like upload?
No, it's on the Tamagotchi website.
Wow.
Look, here's a link. Still,
Tamagotchi has a website? Like, what the hell?
I just Googled one. Tamagotchi new and
oh
I found
my
own. One Piece, Spy Family, Jujutsu Kaisen.
Baby Yoda? Okay, ordering.
Yeah, dude. Those fucking Jurassic Park ones with the
Jurassic
dinosaurs?
Park.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
Oh, yeah.
They have cool little outer shells, and you can get like those little holder
anniversary.
Things.
30th anniversary.
Wow.
Only $20.
Wow. That's, I don't know. It's not for me. It's guys, it's not for me, okay?
That's a no for me, dog.
Yeah. Hard no.
All
right. Here's my last two. You remember, so they're pretty much the same thing. There's the Super Game Boy. For the SNES, which let you play your Game Boy.
Yes.
And I think Game Boy, maybe not Game Boy Color, but for sure played your Game Boy games on your SNES, like on your TV, and that was pretty
I'm pretty
fucking
sure
cool.
It worked with Game Boy Color. I mean, yeah, I'm
looking
fairly
right now.
Certain.
Game Boy cartridges.
I mean, it would play the game. If it was a color game, it would just... be not colored.
It could also play the Game Boy camera. Oh yeah, and yeah, dual mode Game Boy Color cartridges and Game Boy mode. So like I think Zelda DX, it would play it in like regular Game Boy mode.
Right. Man, Zelda DX was sweet.
Yes, I love that one. That was so good.
And then there was the Game Boy player for the GameCube where you could play your Game Boy Advance games on your big fat fucking CRT.
How the hell how did that work? Because the GameCube was a disc. Was it like in the memory card slot or something?
No, it was this like black, big black piece you slap on the bottom of your GameCube.
Oh, wow.
And then you would, there'd be a disc that you put into the GameCube to boot it into the Game Boy player.
There's a lot of plugs under the GameCube. Like
so
a lot
ancient.
Of like serial ports and stuff under there, actually.
That's archaic.
Yeah, you can get like a modem for it to play online.
Yeah.
Probably
there was hard drives
just a bunch
and
of
stuff.
Other shit, probably.
Mod chips. I tried to mod my GameCube and I fried it.
And the FBI came knocking on my door.
Yeah, Nintendo came knocking.
Yeah, the moment I put the soldering iron to the motherboard, I heard a knock at the door.
Shigeru himself was like, bro, I fucking wouldn't.
I wouldn't do that.
I've got the police on speed dial, bud. Can't think of any more. The Sega CD, I guess. I don't know. That's pretty much it for me. I'm tapped.
Yeah, I tapped out as well.
We have a pretty good list, I think.
Yeah we had quite a bit.
I had no idea. There were so many fishing game peripherals. Yeah. That's crazy.
Well, what else would you do? What else would you do?
Man, I guess back then, fishing was probably very popular. That's probably all it was. You know?
I feel like the... like in like the early 2000s when that shit was around, like the fishing shit, I feel like the X Games and shit, like extreme sports are more popular. Mm. Or maybe fishing was? I don't know.
There's got to be like skateboard peripherals and stuff too.
Did more people live in Florida back then? Because maybe just
a lot of the entire U.S. population migrated to Florida for that.
Yeah.
There was that one skateboard peripheral for the Wii, I think. Tony Hawk
one, yeah.
The Tony Hawk Project 8 controller. Or some shit.
But it was that, more like a so it was like a downhill like skateboarding thing.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, downhill fucking jam or something stupid.
Yes.
Downhill jam.
Yeah. Well, that's it though. No more accessories. That's it. We covered all of them?
Yeah, I think that was all of them.
Yeah. Gentlemen, if for the listeners one more time, if they need to find you guys and listen to your show, where can they find you?
Well, we are on YouTube. Check us out at Elder Trolls Gaming on YouTube and on all your Podespy. I mixed words together there. Spodcast. What am I trying to say?
Podcasting cool. platforms.
Podcasting.
Spodcast.
Yeah, Spodcasting Spudcast. Platforms.
Our podcast is actually about spuds.
Spudcast. Elder Trolls Gaming Spudcast. No, but podcast on your podcast platforms, including Spotify.
Yes.
But check out the YouTube. It's fun. It's got videos and stuff. Yeah.
That's it.
Beautiful.
Oh, Aaron, you're going to have to order me this 30th anniversary Jurassic Park Tamagotchi because I can only find it in the States.
Is it really only in the States? What
Amazon.com. And I bet you by the time it gets to me, it's going to be like $80.
Yeah.
Man.
Okay. Okay, we'll call it an early birthday present. Okay.
Okay.
It's our anniversary. It's fine.
All right.
Yeah, listeners, if for God knows whatever reason you want to find more Superpod Saga, just superpodsaga.com. Everything, it's all there. I'll have links to the Elder Trolls and all their stuff. And let's say bye.
Perfect. Cool. Peace, guys. Thanks for having us on, Aaron. It's always a blast. Thank you so much.
Yes. But thank you, and have a great evening, day, whatever it is, dear listener, that you are currently in.
Good night, listeners.